This week we're joined by Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer at UniSC School of Business and Creative Industries. From the new millennium wage increase to the rollout of Payday Super, Dr. Graham takes us through everything local businesses need to know before the 1st of July, what's changing and what those changes mean for local employers. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Thanks, Rosemary.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the minimum wages that are increasing. Tell us about that.
Yes, okay. So the Fair Work Commission has announced an increase to the national minimum wage and the minimum award wages. So for the national minimum wage, this increase applies from the first full pay period starting on or after the 1st of July. So that means if your weekly pay period starts on the Wednesday, then the new rates will apply from Wednesday, the 1st of July. So just to clarify, the Commission is the National Workplace Relations Tribunal, and they are responsible for annual review of minimum wages in Australia. So this change, of course, affects all businesses across the nation, including those right here in Moreton Bay.
Right. Now, you've said the national minimum wage, yeah. So to explain that a little bit to us, Wayne.
Okay. So the minimum wage, that applies to employees who aren't covered by an award.
Mm-hmm.
So again, just to clarify, an award is a legal document that outlines the wages and conditions of employment. And this is usually overseen by a particular industry or is relevant to a particular occupation. In addition to that, Rosemary, another legal document that applies to some organisations is an enterprise agreement.
Mm.
That's one that I'm covered by, for example, at the university.
Yep.
And an enterprise agreement sets out minimum employment conditions and can apply to one business group or maybe even a group of businesses. So again, to be clear, from the 1st of July, the national minimum wage will be $1,004.90 per week or $26.44 per hour.
Okay. Now, the minimum award wages, most employees are covered by that award, Wayne.
That's right.
That.
So like I was saying before, Rosemary, awards, they are the legal document that outline the minimum pay rates and conditions usually associated with an industry or occupation. Now, the Commission has announced a 4.75% increase to minimum wages. Provided that, of course, that the lowest rate in any award that applies to any ongoing employment must be at least that minimum wage we just covered, which, again, I repeat, is $1,004.90 per week, or at an hourly rate, $26.44.
Mm-hmm.
Now, any entry-level rate that applies to the first 6 months or less of employment must be at least $978.10 per week or $25.74 per hour.
Okay.
So like the minimum wage, this increase will apply from the first full pay period starting on or after the 1st of July. I wonder if we could look at an example that might help
let's
listeners.
Let's do that.
Okay. So let's consider Patricia. Patricia owns a hair salon here in Caboolture. Her employees are covered by the Hair and Beauty Award. Now, Patricia's employees are paid on a weekly pay cycle that runs from Monday to Sunday. So given that 1st of July is a Wednesday, this means it will fall in the middle of that particular pay cycle. This means that the new rates will apply from the next pay cycle, which will start on, for Patricia, Monday, the 6th of July.
There you go. What you can do right now, though, tell us that.
Okay, so for businesses here in the Moreton Bay, you can get more information by going to the Fair Work website. So that's www.fairwork.gov.au. Now, on that website, businesses can subscribe to get email updates to be notified whenever the government's tools are updated. They can use the pay and conditions toolbox that's already established on the website to check whether the award applies to them, or if they're unsure, they can check all the different options there. They can read about minimum pay rates under the awards and the national minimum wages. You can also follow Fair Work on any of the social media platforms such as Facebook or LinkedIn or X or Instagram.
Okay.
And this page will always have the latest information. That's which, Fair Work.
Which is pretty important, yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
Wayne, are you happy to stay with me for a moment? We'll go off to a quick song break and come back.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for staying with me, Wayne. Now, listeners, we're talking to Dr. Wayne Graham, and he is the Senior Lecturer for the School of Business and Creative Industries at UniSC. Now, we're talking pay. So give us that payday super, which is a big thing, Wayne. It's huge, isn't
it? Yes, it is. And there's a direct impact on payday super for small businesses, including, of course, all those located here in the beautiful Moreton Bay. So payday super is a change to how we pay our employees' super guarantee. So we know that at the moment in Australia, the super guarantee is 12% for all employees. And from the 1st of July, business owners need to make a few changes. They need to make sure that they pay employees their super guarantee each payday instead of the current arrangements, which could be paid quarterly, for example. They also need to calculate the super based on the employee's qualifying earnings, which is a new term that brings together the ordinary time earnings and any other payments. It's important to note what payday super doesn't change.
Okay.
All right. So, for if you have to pay super and you continue to pay super for your eligible employees, including independent contractors paid mainly for their labour, the percentage you use to calculate that super guarantee payments is still 12%, and the systems and platforms you use to make super guarantee payments, they're all the same. That hasn't changed.
Okay. So what do you need to do?
Well, we recommend that you develop a plan. So go back, review your payroll systems, check all the superannuation guarantee processes, and get ready to start paying your super for your employees more frequently. So for those that pay their employees on a weekly basis or fortnightly, that's where you need to change the allocation of superannuation to your employees. And the other thing, Rosemary, I would recommend is to stay informed. Keep checking the pages for all the updates, and so that you can understand the changes that are required. And all of this information, of course, is on the ATO website. That's the Australian Taxation Office, and that's available at ato.gov.au.
That's Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer in the School of Business and Creative Industries for UniSC, helping us make some sense of the minimum wage increase in the move to payday super, both kicking off on the 1st of July 2026. It is a business owner, or beg your pardon, if you are a business owner, now's the time to check your payroll system, talk to your tax professional and get across the new rates. And if you are an employee, head to the Fair Work .gov.au website to see exactly how the changes affect your pay packet. Dr. Graham, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it. And if you'd like to listen to other podcasts from Dr. Wayne Graham or anything from the government grants available to help businesses to disaster management, head to the 1015fm.com.au website and click on podcasts. You'll find it all there. Thank you, Dr. Graham.
Thank you, Rosemary.